And now reporting from Winter Storm Bella, Bella. I'll keep it running. We got plenty of time. Well, what do you know?
Not much. You.
Oh, what a crowd!
Live from the Monona Terrace in Madison, Wisconsin, it's Michael Feldman's What Do You Know from Wisconsin Public Radio and PRI, Public Radio International. That's John Tulin on the piano, Jeff Hammond on bass, and I'm Stephanie Lee. In this hour of What Do You Know, we catch up with Texas singer-songwriter and funny man, Kinky Friedman, plus all the news that isn't and the What Do You Know quiz. Support for What Do You Know is provided by PRI affiliate stations and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. And now, the man who doesn't even think the first snow is beautiful, Michael Feldman.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you so much. Can you see me in back? Because I'm in front. I'm not in back.
Oh.
And we don't have a huge crowd here, I would say, but what a great crowd you are. Give yourselves a big round of applause. And, you know, I can do this from the audience as well as anywhere else. I'm just going to sit in the crowd and fill it out a little bit here. Are you expecting someone?
No.
Okay, right. Do you mind?
Not at all.
Okay. Thank you. I noticed you grabbed your purse. That's good. Oh, okay. Well, by the way, there's a storm out there, so a lot
big
of people
storm.
Were
slippery.
Lost in it. Yeah. We lost a lot of people in the storm.
Yeah, we did.
If 6 inches can cover you, you're pretty much gone. All right. How are you? Pretty good?
Good.
Yeah, where are you in from?
Park Ridge, near Chicago.
Well, that is near Chicago. Yeah. What brings you up this way?
You.
We really?
Came to see you.
Through the snow and the slop and the...
Did.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was...
What time did you leave?
Night.
What time did you leave?
Yesterday, about 4:30.
Wow, it took you like almost 14 hours to get here. That's unbelievable.
That's dedication,
no,
Michael.
You slept at the Hilton.
We did.
You had to stop at the Hilton and everything after that ordeal, I would imagine. And how are you finding the Hilton? Nice?
It was very nice.
How are the toiletries, if I might ask?
Elegant. Yeah, brand I never heard of. But
what was it?
Lovely. I don't remember. Some guy's name with three names. Paul.
Oh, yeah, it's like some fake French name.
Right. Something like that.
Do they have, you know what I don't like? They have that soap with bumps on it. Do they have that?
No, there were no bumps.
You know, it's supposed to be like a massage soap or something. I can't stand it. It keeps falling out of your hands.
Yeah, I don't get it. The bumpy soap?
Yeah. Have you seen that?
I have. I don't understand.
Yes. There's no good reason for it.
No. Maybe they're trying to save money.
How would that save money by putting bumps on your soap?
They don't have to make the bars big.
Oh, that's a very good point.
Right.
Are you in the hotel business?
No, I'm not.
What business are you in?
I'm just in business.
Well, do you know what business it is? What are they?
Monkey business, mostly.
Come on now. What does it say on your desk? You have a little plaque in front of your desk?
No, I don't, but I used to be in business. Now I work for the state with Division of Vocational Rehabilitation.
Okay, good. So is this vocation you're rehabilitating your own?
Pretty much.
Okay, now in all the news that isn't, after being freed at the White House, a Thanksgiving turkey was cut down by hundreds of rounds of automatic fire. It's just the way things are going. still some good eating, though, if you pick through. On a rearranged map of the U.S., Ben Carson gives New Hampshire an Atlantic seacoast in hopes of taking the primary, and I think that could turn it his way, I think. Okay. What are you eating there?
A jawbreaker.
A jawbreaker at your age?
Yeah. I don't have much respect for the teeth.
Do you have any more?
Yeah.
I don't want one. I just want to see the size of it before you put it in your mouth. I certainly don't want to see it after it's in your mouth. I mean, is it like a big... No, it's not a jawbreaker.
Well, they're...
A jawbreaker is like that size. I don't know if you can see this at home, but...
Technically, they're gobstoppers.
Gobstoppers are nothing. Not even worth talking about. Where was I?
No.
Ben Carson. Okay, Carson drew the map from memory, does not regret ceding Maine to Canada. End of Carson jokes. Now, Trump jokes. The Trump anti-Muslim tirade actually is frustration at his casinos being shut out at the Emirates. Trump, Dubai, goodbye. Here's another Trump joke that you won't like. Trump, well, I can't read this. Can you read it? Why don't you deliver this? See if you can deliver this. Thank you, though. Thank you again.
You're welcome. Thank you.
You know, this gentleman, what's your name?
My name's Scott.
No one has ever said thank you to me more than you have, Scott.
Well,
really, no one ever married ever said as many times in their entire 30 years, I might add.
You either. Nobody said thank you that many times.
To you?
Right.
I would say thank, because you're very thankful person.
I try to be thoughtful.
Not thoughtful. You're not thoughtful.
Well, thank you.
Where was I? Oh, no, Trump joke. Okay. Trump was a hit of sorts at the Latin Grammys. Hard to say. It was all in Spanish. Cerdo de mierda, hijo de puta. Or translated, he's the one for me. Spanish is not all that good. Allergan and Pfizer merge into Gesundheit. The innovative... Thank you very much. You got a great laugh.
Thank you.
Are you with the thank you guy here?
Yes, I am. I'm very thankful.
Is he this nice around the house?
Yeah, he is.
Really? Is that why you made it? You married him in the first place?
Oh, I'm not married to him.
Oh, you didn't? What's he doing around your house then, if I might inquire?
Many things.
Okay, handyman as well. That's just great. Where was I then? Bad Spanish, stupid Gesundheit joke. Oh, yeah, we're up to this. The innovative junior high make a terrorist recruiting poster in junior high school. The project is gone. It's a victim of the times. Okay. I'm not saying everyone's jumpy, you know, but someone on a Spirit flight let one go and they returned to Fort Lauderdale. Peanuts, too, are the worst. You know, those peanuts. Genetically modified salmon, already brined, smoked, and sliced thin, approved by the FDA. Might as well get your lox fresh, you know, actually swimming around yet. The gene for bad drunks has been discovered, but they're still searching for a round for the house gene. It's very rare. John has that.
Yeah, I get that.
Yeah. The only guy I've ever seen actually buy a round for the house. You don't remember that, do you? Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's the only guy who's ever done that. Dow jumps 150 points. If a world in chaos is what it takes for my IRA, so be it. Yes. Chaos. I don't care. It's my retirement account. Very important for me. Coffee is good for longevity, so your coffee will get cold long before you do. That should be inside a fortune cookie or something. That's not really a joke. Just need to find a place that still has free refills and you could last forever. You never die. Are any places still have free refills? It's a thing of the past, isn't it? When cups were smaller, they could afford to do that. Okay, they have a new tool on Facebook. It's called the Get Off My Damn Feed tool. And it makes it a lot easier to break up on Facebook. It's been a problem breaking up on Facebook. Because there are repercussions if you block your spouse. They take that the wrong way. Or they take it the right way is really the problem. So now I just have to get my wife to get a Facebook account. We'll be in business. Sad story here in Madison as a little Oscar was found crying in the Oscar Mayer parking lot after his Wienermobile was repossessed. Very sad. But you can get a used Wienermobile pretty easy around here. You see lots of them on the lot. Thank you for chuckling at that.
Okay.
Wienermobile should get a bigger laugh, I think. Just the name of it. Wienermobile. Wienermobile. Yes, there was the biggest summer job here for kids at the UW. It was driving the Wienermobile. Isn't they? You can't drive them all, little Oscar. Okay. Now you're just looking at me and not saying thank you. We're almost through with this. Wienermobile joke, nothing. The cows are the only ones not sad about Oscar Mayer leaving, actually. They're not. They won't miss that killing floor, I guess, like I do. Women who want a sperm donor, they want someone who's smart and shy, but it's almost impossible to get it from him.
Oh. So, oh, no.
Okay. Can't be shy and really be a sperm donor. It doesn't. Did you? No, I want to ask you. Okay. AIDS testing is up 150% after Charlie Sheen's announcement. And finally, and I mean that, my coveted 54,216th place in the Green Bay Packers season ticket waiting list is teetering on the outcome of the Vikings game. That's all the news. That is it. Thank you so much. Nice sitting with you. Thank you. I'm going to shake everyone's hand in the audience. Thank you so much. I'm glad. I thought I heard you laugh. Thank you for laughing. Thank you for showing some signs of life.